teetering or tilting?
Yeah, but I don't remember ever saying it. I've heard it.
Which have you heard?
They were teeter-tottering.
Uh-huh. What about taking a board and fixing it at both ends and children would jump up and down in the middle?
Never heard of that.
Do you ever hear of joggling board or bouncing board?
No.
What about taking a board and fixing the center and then spin around?
Like a merry-go-round?
Mm-hmm. But a homemade merry-go-round.
Just a merry-go-round. That's the only name I'd ever heard of.
Mm-hmm. And you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it and make a...
tree swing.
And something people used to carry coal in.
A bucket or a shuttle.
Huh?
A bucket or a shuttle.
What did the shuttle look like?
Kind of came up to a, it had a mouth kind of,
mm-hmm.
Like that, and it came back and down.
The bucket didn't?
No, a bucket was just round, just like a regular bucket.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that runs from the stove to the chimney?
The flue.
And, did you ever hear of stove pipe?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
I always thought a stove pipe, I mean, I know what a stovepipe is, but we always call jeans that didn't have any shape to them stovepipe jeans. But they were just like two tubes.
What's the difference between the stovepipe and the flute?
I guess it'd be the same thing.
And something you could use for moving bricks or something heavy like that. It's got a little wheel in the front.
Wheelbarrow.
Huh?
Wheelbarrow.
Did you ever hear another name for that? Georgia buggy?
No.
And the thing people drive nowadays, they'd call a
car?
Any other names?
Auto.
And if something was squeaking to lubricate it, you'd say you had to
take it down and grease it.
You say yesterday he
greased his car.
And if grease got all over your hands would be all
greasy.
And if your door hinge was squeaking, you'd put a few drops of
oil.
What did people used to burn in lamps?
They burned oil. They burned kerosene.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for that?
No, I've heard of oil lamps and kerosene lamps.
Mm-hmm. Was it the same? Or?
No, I think oil lamps were a thicker step. Kerosene's pretty lightweight.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever see people make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
You mean like a Molotov cocktail?
Yeah, I like that.
Only I've never seen them do it, but I've heard of it.
Only
know.
Not for the purpose of blowing something up, just for to use as a light.
I used to make little alcohol lights that way to play with my chemistry set. You take a little glass bottle about this big,
mm-hmm.
You put a rag in it and put alcohol on the bottom and you'd light the top and it would work like a Bunsen burner would in an experiment.
Did you ever hear the term flambeau or torch?
Torch, yes.
What's the
flambeau is more like flaming peaches or something like that.
Uh-huh. What does the torch look like?
It's a flashlight. Mm-hmm.
Just another name for flashlight?
Yeah, but I mean it goes back to when they actually had wooden torches. It was a wooden stick with a oil-soaked rag tied around the top.
Mm-hmm. And inside the tire of the car, you have the inner
tube.
And if someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water, they'd say they were going to
launch it.
What different kinds of boats do they have around here?
Well, you've got motor boats and sailboats and little speed boats. And we used to have a dinghy.
What's a dinghy?
It's a little rowboat, a small rowboat, two oar. And they have canoes. You got big fishing boats and shrimpers.
Do you ever hear of a bateau or a pirogue or jonquil?
I've heard of those in Louisiana, but not around here.
Uh-huh.
That's what they have down in the swamps in Louisiana.